This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Marjorie Clifton, the Executive Director of the Center for Safe Internet Pharmacies, a nonprofit dedicated to educating consumers about safely buying medicines online. CSIP and the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids are launching Medicine Safe, a new coalition of national and state public and private organizations dedicated to helping families understand the opioid epidemic, medicine safety, and how to prevent and treat addiction. Marjorie, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
So Marjorie, before we talk about the new coalition, let's give our listeners some background. It seems that every day we are hearing about the opioid epidemic in the country. Can you give us some insight into how widespread this really is?
Yeah, I mean, Eric, it's amazing. Every day I'm coming in contact with people, even in my orbit and community. You would think this was an epidemic that just was far removed, but it really is on the ground in every state. Just in North Carolina yesterday, they're losing 4 people a day in their state to opioid. And when you look at it, last year, more than 64,000 people died from opioid-related overdoses. And that's more than people dying from breast cancer or gun violence, or even more American soldiers than we lost in the Vietnam War. And so when you look at the numbers, it's a person every 12 minutes in the U.S. right now. So it's pretty stark.
And that's certainly some eye-opening information right there. Now, when you talk about opioids, are you only talking about prescription painkillers?
Well, that's where the majority of it's happening, but it goes beyond that. So in 2010, we saw a big increase in the number of pain pills that were being prescribed, with inventions of things like OxyContin. And then, but over the past 8 years, it's not only about overprescribing of medicines like that. You've got Oxy and Vicodin and Percocet, but the addiction has moved on to things like heroin and fentanyl, and that's driving a lot of the deaths that we're seeing right now.
Why do you think so many people are addicted now as opposed to 5 to 10 years ago?
Yeah, this is a complicated epidemic, and so let me try to shed a little bit of light. As we saw thousands and thousands of people becoming addicted, we know that some of this had to do with a new wave of medicine where managing pain and then, you know, this advent of prescription painkillers became a new way doctors were practicing medicine. And we saw a lot of addiction start with that. But what has happened is that people are already addicted. And, you know, in some cases, people may not even know that they are addicted because they've been following as doctors prescribed. And so as doctors pull back on prescriptions, the problem is that it is hard for people to shake that addiction. And so what has moved to is an increase in both people finding medicines in their own medicine cabinet, but when those prescriptions have been cut off, they've moved to stealing or buying medications from friends and family members. I mean, addiction's a tough disease, and it leads people to try to find them. A statistic I recently heard was that the number of painkillers, that were on the marketplace was the equivalent of every American having 46 prescription drug pills in their medicine cabinet. So there's a lot of it still out there, and that's a lot of what's feeding an epidemic that has continued, because with addiction, the spigot doesn't just cut off.
Today we are speaking with Marjorie Clifton, the Executive Director for the Center for Safe Internet Pharmacies, about Medicine Safe, a new coalition launched this month by CSIP and the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Pharmaceutical Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Marjorie, some say eliminating opioids, limiting the number of pills prescribed, or incarcerating more people will solve the crisis. What is your input here?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's a combination of things that need to be done to help curb this epidemic. I mean, absolutely a decrease in prescribing is a piece of the puzzle. Incarcerating certainly isn't the answer because we can't punish people who suffer from chronic pain or who may have been prescribed opioids and are suffering from addiction. And I think a lot of the work that we're seeing out there is to help eliminate the stigma around addiction and instead giving people the tools, one, to understand the epidemic, and secondly, to be able to get into recovery and to get the support and treatment that they need. And that's a lot of what we're trying to do with our coalition, is making sure that people have that and that they're aware, because that really is the first step.
Marjorie, what about prevention?
Well, that's an important piece of this, and I'm going to go back to my statement about awareness. You can't stop something unless you know what it is. And I think people understanding first what are opioids, and then understanding where would they come from, is a big piece of this. Actually, this past Saturday, the DEA hosted a drop day across the country where they encouraged people to clean out their medicine cabinets. According to the DEA, over 90% of opioids that are feeding this epidemic are coming from the medicine cabinet of either people who've been prescribed or friends and family. And so getting, you know, those old Oxycontin pills or hydrocodone pills that were given to you when you got your wisdom teeth pulled out or you had a surgery, that's a big start. And the other is about prevention. In the teen, for addiction, 9 out of 10 addicts, or people experiencing addiction rather, started in their teenage years. So understanding, especially from those younger populations, you know, where addiction starts and where it comes from, being able to recognize the signs of abuse or misuse, and then being able to safely navigate treatment and getting people safe and the right kinds of treatment, whether it's rehab or getting medicine or medication assistance. But really, knowledge is power. So making sure you understand it first so that you know where to go. And again, that's what our campaign's trying to do, is put that information and the tools to navigate it if, God forbid, a family is experiencing addiction.
You know, from hearing the details here today, it does seem like an impossible situation. Let's talk about the new coalition, CSIP, and the partnership started. What is Medicine Safe?
Well, Medicine Safe is a coalition, and it includes our board, which are internet companies like Google and Microsoft and Yahoo and Facebook and all the credit card companies and UPS, who are invested in this because their focus is on consumer safety, and they know they're in a really unique position to be in front of consumers. And the other is the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids that have been around for 30 years, supporting families as they navigate drugs and especially with their children. We recognize that there is no one player that can solve this epidemic. And so it is important that we get anybody and everybody involved in communities on board. And so what we're doing is partnering within the states and with organizations like AARP and other community-based organizations that consumers are familiar with and that they trust, and getting with state government. So in North Carolina, we've partnered with the Secretary of State there. In Connecticut, the Attorney General, George Jepson, has helped leading the charge. And getting all the important voices involved and all the experts involved so that we can bring consumers one-stop shopping, a tool to help them both understand the opioid epidemic and then tools to be able to navigate it and get the support that they need, conversation guides to be able to talk to their families about this, information about where to do medicine drop-offs so they can empty out their medicine cabinets, and then tools to navigate rehab or addiction support if they're experiencing that. And we also are all about making sure that people are managing prescription drugs safely in just their lives, because there are a lot of good prescription drugs as well and things that are an important part, and making sure that consumers are buying them safely. So we have a tool to be able to check pharmacies online to make sure that they're buying from a safe source. So it's sort of one-stop shopping for that important conversation in a family's life about prescription drug use.
What makes Medicine Safe different from all the other organizations trying to curb the opioid epidemic?
Because we brought all the important players and the whole party together. We're all about there not being one key expert or one key player in curbing this, and recognizing it's going to take the voices of doctors. So we have the Association for Family Physicians involved. It takes the voices of law enforcement. So we have attorney generals involved, and community-based organizations like the Council of Churches, AARP representing, you know, a lot of our older community. All of those people together, singing from the same songbook, making sure we're bringing the best in class tools to consumers, and helping them feel safe and that it's a community they can trust. So that's really what makes it different.
Absolutely. In conclusion, Marjorie, any closing thoughts, a final word to take away, anything else you'd like to share?
Well, I think the important thing that consumers need to recognize is that they are not immune, that their families are not immune. Addiction strikes every kind of family there is. In fact, it even struck my family. I lost my brother a year ago to addiction. So it is a hard thing, and it's a passion for me, obviously, because it is in my own family. And the most important piece is understanding it and being proactive about it. And, you know, we feel very lucky we've had on our board companies, as I mentioned, Google and Facebook and Microsoft, donating ads and anything they can to get awareness in front of consumers. But it is something that is going to require everybody on board. It is not an exercise in finger pointing about where it started. It's where we are. So we have to come together to find comprehensive approaches and really walk with people in an understanding and honest way and meet them where they are. But the priority is safety. So check out medicinesafe.org and use the tools. They're all free, which is amazing, and they're for any consumer, any family, anytime.
It is medicinesafe.org. Again, Marjorie, it's been more than our pleasure to have had you with us, and thanks so much for what you're doing in the space.
You too. Thank you so much.
We've been speaking with Marjorie Clifton, Executive Director for the Center for Safe Internet Pharmacies, about Medicine Safe, a new coalition launched this month by CSIP and the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. And to learn more, visit medicinesafe.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.